RDE radio show is in legal trouble once again. He's inside me.
Dead air. Oh, ah.
What is it with you and men wanting to touch?
I don't know, dude.
And we can't say homo either. We gotta say potato for that too.
That's a tater.
Or no, sweet potato. And the probe likes sweet potato tots. Oh!
Deep in my sea, you're lonely. Broken, your servant I kneel.
Will you give in to me?
This is just so wrong.
I feel like I'm an altar boy.
For I know it, he's got four to my hands. In his vice-like grip, above my head, his erection is against my belly.
So Dan, everyone else is reading 50 Shades of Grey. I know that it will make TV Bella moist.
With a few seconds, she was arcing her back and her body started to shake violently. When she came big time, calling out, yes! Yes! Fuck!
Do it again.
I think he just came. And let that pop on the mate. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Kindness is the gift that has been given to me.
He was talking about Heather. He's got the hot fur, let me fucking tell you. Even when he was talking to Dan about Becky, he was saying Heather. Come on.
Oh shit, looks like Google's down for maintenance tonight.
I've never heard. Don't give her any ideas. Oh man. Well, I'm going down that road.
TV radio makes me moist. Oh,
ah! Dead air.
Oh, here we are once again, DV Radio on allradiox.com. Check us out every Wednesday night, 2100 Eastern. No, see, that was the imitation of Proby's new show. Anyway, you also can check us out, the podcast, on dvradio.podomatic.com. And, yeah, welcome to the show. What's going on, Six?
Not much. How you doing, buddy boy?
I'm doing all right there, pal.
Yeah. Fucking God, this is going to be a kick-ass show.
I'm psyched, dude. I'm drunk already.
You're so fucking lie.
What are you talking about? I quit smoking and I started drinking
fuckers,
again.
Hey, listen, how many of you fuckers know we got one of the candidates running for office on the show tonight?
What? Really?
Yeah, I swung that. They were going to go on Proby's show, but he was too political, so they decided going on. here's what happened. I'm just kidding. Proby, before I even get into the guests, all right. First of all, just listen to the show, you'll find out who, but I got to get back to Proby. Proby, that show was fucking kick-ass, nice lead-in. Now we're going to swing wildly to the other side. Good job.
Yes. Get very good job.
We'll say good job throughout the show, Dan.
Good job, Proby.
He feels better.
No, he did. He did a great job.
Days ago, and it's from the Veterans Party of America, and I've heard about them from everybody posting on the page that you do have a choice or another alternative. Anyhow, their staff contacted us and said their vice presidential candidate is in the area and would like to meet us and hear more about this DV farm. So even they have heard about the DV farm.
Wow.
So we extended our invitation and he was supposed to come by, you know, the motorcade came by with just him in it on his bike. But he's only supposed to stay an hour. We fucking had him there for 3 hours, had a good time. So we decided to put him on the show tonight so you guys can hear what they're about, ask some questions, and see what you think.
That's awesome. I'm excited for this.
And we got new commercials tonight.
What?
Yes.
What?
Okay. Oh, I fucking love it.
Nice.
Do you want me to keep going and talking about the farm?
Sure, why not? I thought we were going to talk more about Proby.
Oh, Proby, you did good.
Thank you.
You did really good.
This episode has been brought to you by ADD.
Dan, it sounds like you're going down to Slobden.
I wish we didn't have audio difficulties there towards the end, but
yeah, well, I'm having audio difficulties
now.
You
wanted to get up there because you had nothing else to say, so that's what we do here.
Yeah, we do that. Oh no, technical difficulties.
Okay, no, when we do it, it's Dan passed out.
Dan starts slurring his words like this. It's time then to sew.
It's been a long time since that's happened. Come on, give me some credit. A little bit of credit, at least.
Hey.
You know what? I will say this. I'll give you, Dan, a lot of credit. We rushed at the last minute to get my show on.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for your help, it wouldn't have gone off at all.
Well, we kind of procrastinated to the last minute.
What is this? We procrastinated.
Listen, when I was ready to go, you were at work last week, and then, dude, work has been crazy for me, man. And I had my son all weekend, so we made it happen, and that's what counts.
That's absolutely what counts, and I appreciate it. I do.
Hey, anytime. Anytime. I'm going to be doing a lot of this soon once the new station kicks off.
Woohoo! Can't wait. So, I've got... It's not bad news. It has to deal with the farm. For those who don't know, we did secure the land for the farm. We will be closing on the 24th of November. By the way, if you didn't know, we're putting together a DB Farm benefit, a.k.a. the Infidelathon, but to sound more appealing to the potatoes... DB Farm benefit sounds more or less threatening.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in Keene, so fucking people that wear Crocs get scared. So anyhow, here's what's going on. We got the land in Gilsum, New Hampshire. If you want to look it up, it's 14 Whitney Stage Road in Gilsum, New Hampshire. Don't ask me the zip because I can barely remember the one I'm in right now. It's 47 acres, got a pond and a brook running through it. There's two houses, one I'll live in with Google, you know, for Pound Town. And then the other building will house the vets. There's plans on how we're going to run this in the beginning will be announced as I fucking cross that bridge.
If you create roads on the farm, can we name them?
Yes.
Like Pound Town Way?
Yes.
And...
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. By the way, I'm building two bridges. There too, because I still have yet to get to the second half of the property, the other 20 acres. So here's what's going on. Originally, I was, you know how we've had the problems with the banks and not financing me because the other property was deemed commercial, blah blah blah, all kinds of rules, these new Dodd-Frank rules and fucking laws and shit to protect me. Well, with this one, even though it had two family homes on it, was listed through the town as a single family home, even though it had two. The realtor knew that, the mortgage people knew that, and so I secured conventional a loan because of that. Got the phone call yesterday that red flags were raised and they're going down to double check. The listing had been changed. Somebody fucking changed it, so now it's listed as two units, which in turn changes the whole parameters of the loan, which we have to come up with another 15 grand.
Or you can come up with $1,500 for pizza and beer and a bunch of explosives, and us DVs can go down there and level one of the old houses, which will make it a single family home property again.
NSA, did you get all that?
Come on, is that not sound like a good time?
I could use some of the fireworks we had. So well, anyhow, so you know, me and Google had a meeting, and we got it. We can still do it.
Well, that's with the help of the blue pill.
Wrapping the truck around a telephone pole, and all our piggy bank savings and shit, it'll still happen. We just got to sell more shit. And speaking of selling, go buy a goddamn fucking DB Radio hoodie or shirt. They're on sale. $10 for shirts. You can get a kick-ass hoodie that feels like you crawled back into your mother's womb for fucking $25. But anyhow, this farm is going to happen. There is a pretty big, decent-sized manufacturer in the tri-state area here. I'm not going to say the name because it isn't a done deal, but they have heard of what we're doing, and they want to. They were going to give to some of the bigger ones, and I won't say the names like Wounded Warrior. No, I didn't say that.
Stop.
So anyhow, they want to give to us. So they want to place the DB Farm logo possibly on the packages and proceed of all the things. They do wholesale. This is an individual point of sale. This is wholesale to the big supermarkets. Put our logo on the products and for every, you know, and then give a portion of that to us. That is fucking unbelievable.
Thanks for letting me know.
And thank you to all you guys behind the scenes battling the stress, Warrior Point battling the stress, especially for what you're doing, training those moderators. And to Dan for just being an asshole, bro.
Thank you.
Google, keep me straight. And Chief, I got to get you a new couch. So thank you. That's where the farm's at. It's still going to go happen. So long story short, they changed the rules on the loan.
But we still have it.
Yes, I'm still going to get it. Yes, that is not going to change.
Okay.
I've got my teeth sunk into it. So
yeah, so everything was good until they met you, right? And that's when things started changing.
No, the realtor, actually, between the realtor and the... That's a good point you brought up. Very good point, Proby. They took a liking to me like you do a stepchild that's retarded. And they want to see me make this happen. So they have been coaching me, like, shut your mouth here. Stop talking. When we go to do this, don't talk. Do not volunteer. You know, it's sort of like having lawyers with me. They're really helping me out, so.
We do have one problem.
I spank it too much.
Well, besides that, you sent me the things in
empty. Told me that you didn't do them anymore.
Ooh.
Only when it's like on mornings ending in Y that I do it. No, I haven't had to do it in a while. This is just for the show.
Yeah, we have a slight problem.
Yeah, fucking look at these fuckers in the chat room.
What?
Look at the link.
All right. See, now he's getting booted. Ben.
Forever.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Devil.
Piss poor reason.
How's everybody out there in, I don't know what you call it, DB Radio Land doing? Well, fucking takes too long. So what else is going on? Want to do the roundup? Dan, how you doing? Proby, how you doing? Chief, you doing?
Google, I quit doing. Smoking.
Martin, Google, did you hear that? Fucking, you didn't mail those out yet, did you?
So you gotta, I gotta find a new form of payment.
Speaking of,
no, okay, you freaking, no, you quit smoking, but
yes. He picked up something else and it's illegal.
No, I didn't.
He quit smoking, but now he chews the freaking gum. He's trying to freaking... He got patches all over his fucking back. And he's got a whole can of fucking long-cut Copenhagen in his fucking... in his lip.
Go easy. Go easy.
Hey, it's a DB... Getting the commercials ready, huh? Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You guys are going to hear these commercials.
Is it three of them?
There's one for the radio. We'll do it. Don't worry. We'll get into it. And an announcement about the farm. I have a speechwriter now.
Oh, great! So now we have to hear you screw up somebody else's words.
They're tongue twisters, but I did. No, it was well written. I know you're fucking with me. I'm doing the best I can. I really am. We've got a couple people in the office that are there to keep me straight and to help me because between, I don't even know how to explain it. This fucking thing is, sometimes I just want to crawl back down into the subway tunnel and smoke crack.
Can you please stop cursing?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Is this a curse-free show tonight?
It is. It is. Fuck me. It's brought to you by Go Fuck Yourself.
By Menon.
DV Crash, Everybody shit now. No, somebody just sent me a message saying thanking me for the hoodie I sent them. Well, you're welcome.
Six doesn't send anyone anything.
I tell you to send them the info and then they send it.
Yay.
Hey, Dan, Snooky Boo says, we're talking about crack and farms, and you want to pretend to have morals?
Me? I have morals. I have good morals. I come from a... What?
TV Monkey just told Six one good game of Keno could solve all the problems.
All right, so what else do we have? What other announcements do we have? Station's coming along. Should be ready to kick off whenever the whenever they're done rebuilding the DV site, which is looking badass and much easier to navigate. Commend, you know, good job all around on that.
Yes, and by the way, that is super mobile friendly. I want to thank my design team for that. Google for building most of it on our own. I'm still not allowed to touch it. That's why it still works. The DB Office Civi for doing the pictures. Just, yeah, it's really, really good. I'm very proud of my guys and Google.
Yes, we had other projects in the works, like the calendar and everything, but we have a couple of priorities that we had to address before we move on to our side projects. So,
yeah,
we will get to it.
We'll get there. You know, you guys got to understand, Dan has now got this other job. He doesn't even have the time to talk to me like he used to. We don't really talk anymore. So he does his job. He's got his child. He's in a new relationship and that work. So he's still maintaining his show here on DV Radio. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm fucking flying.
Where are you flying to?
It's not even funny. It's funny because he's flying. Speaking of flying, did you see what happened on the latest incident on the airplanes?
No, what happened now?
So you remember that airliner that was shot down over Russia last year or whatever? Mm-hmm. Killed all those people during the blow up over the Ukraine?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the investigation's done. It was a missile that hit it. Sorry.
Oh, so they just now figured that one out?
Well, they actually said where it hit. It hit right there by the cockpit.
No.
We were in the back of the plane. You were, you know, you had a second or two to go, what the fuck?
And then whoosh.
Yeah. But don't worry. You know, if you lose an engine on one of those planes, you know how far you can go, right? You can make it all the way to the crash site on one engine.
That's really bad. That's bad. That's really bad.
Who the fuck is whacking off?
Yeah, I know. What is that? Christ. Oh, Proby's done with his show. Now he's time to fuck around on ours.
Oh, that's me. I didn't realize I was playing with it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Stop playing with it.
The pen.
He said he only does it for the show. He only does it for the show. Now we know what he meant.
Right.
All right. What else is going on? A lot's going on.
You're touching yourself. That's what's going on.
I do want to say that we have a few things that we wanted to auction off. We're going to raffle it off. We're working on putting together the site or working with another site that specifically does the raffle. We got to do this to raise money for the farm. A lot of people put a lot of time and effort to donate these items and to make them. We'll give away a lot of food. On this day, we have this DV Farm benefit. So just bring your ass, your wallet, your checkbook, if she's coming with you too, and just come and have a good time. You know, if you're not donating, that's fine. Everybody's welcome. You know, we need waiters.
Where are we having this?
And you know, I can't wait to get this property to show everybody what all this shit has done. So, I'm trying to think what else we got to talk about. Let me see. My ass. Oh, well, real quick, guys. Hey, don't forget, we have on the DV set, we have Warrior Point shirts. You want to support a great cause, over there and click on the Warrior Point tab. They have some great shirts over there. And all 100% of the proceeds go to their organization. So check it out. And you can get to the DV. Dan, did you know you can get to the DV store even quicker now?
Really? How is that? Yeah. DV6?
Instead of typing in, you know how it is. If anybody's ever seen me, I got to go DYSFUNC. You know how that's aggravating? Well, now you can just click. All you got to do is type mydvstore.com. How's that?
That's it?
Mydvstore.com. Type it in the chat room. Let me see if you get it right, you window lickers. What was that web address?
No, it's not Pornhub.
Mydvstore.com. I like it. So, and oh, it's not ready yet, but we also have one for fucked up shit that we want to post. Did you know we own the rights to...
Finale, this musical guest, Demi Lovato.
Oh, no, this is not the season finale.
Oh,
I have to kick Kobe out.
For our fucked up shit, Dan, like your kind of humor, we have
dvshit.com. What is it?
dvshit.com.
No, really?
Yep, we got it.
Yep. Does that mean we can mail fecal matter?
Actually, that sounds like some kind of German thing.
Oh, Essen, mein Scheißer. Okie dokie.
We have mydvstore.com. We have dvshit.com. We have dysfunctionalveterans.com. We have dansmom.com.
Oh, hey, oh! Go easy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go easy.
It's your mom.
My mom's listening tonight.
Hey, that site's getting more hits than a trailer trash woman.
My mom is listening tonight.
Man, they're doing it again. They're posting some crappy radio station link.
Again? That's us. That's us, you fucking moron.
Still crappy.
Hey, and apparently all of us are super low.
Proby, if you're trying to get back in, you have to disconnect Skype and recall as a new call. Yes.
Do we have a rant?
We do have a very small rant line. The rant line sucks lately, man.
I can fill it in. I can let you do what you got for rants, and then I'll go to the rants that they were supposed to call in but posted to the page.
Remember how good they used to be? People used to call in all funny and stuff.
No. Looney Tunes. You want Looney Tunes?
Something's wrong with Skype. I can't get Proby back in here.
Can we deal with a sound issue? Everyone is low except for you, Dan.
I just dealt with that, Google. That stuff
on?
That's Google. That stuff.
Hey, you guys.
That stuff. That stuff we put in private chat. So nobody wants to hear about
already
that.
Already in public chat.
You know, we discuss that privately.
We don't pre-show
is it
around
better?
Here.
Is it better now, Google? Is that better?
I don't know. You should ask the guys in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Is it better
if that is
now?
Better.
All right.
Some are
God
saying
damn
worse.
It, Proby, if you're listening, somebody tell Proby he's got to disconnect from the group chat and call in as a new call.
Oh, man.
You know what? If you don't want to go to calls, I got some good ones that were posted.
I quit. I quit. Let's go to the rant line.
Oh, man. Hello? I'm calling about the goats. If you can give me a call back at 518-416-6481.
You still don't get it.
I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Stop with the goats, people. Stop with the goats. I've gotten more phone calls. I even got phone calls to my job. All right, somebody tell this fucking idiot. All right, hold on.
I just did.
Okay.
I put it
dumbass.
In a private chat, Dan.
Why is it coming up the salute report?
I don't know, because I can't use his name anymore.
Love it. Love it when a show comes together.
Hey, dude, you were looking for rantable stuff for tonight, and you were talking about the debate. Did you notice that all of them were reading their responses? This was supposed to be unscripted. It was supposed to show how Hilda Berry could perform to live questions and not scripted audiences. And they were fucking reading their shit. Call me back if you want to chat.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
You know, I watched that debate. And one of the things I noticed was Hillary had this problem where she stabbed all... Did you see her stabbing all those people? Anybody else notice she was stabbing people?
Yep.
She was out there. Did you see her with that finger? It was like she was in court testifying. But one of the things somebody pointed out, and I think all you vets noticed it too, not one word on veterans care. Or on veterans anything. No raises this year. Nothing.
No raises.
Nothing on the PA.
Yo, Scott, there's something wrong with Scott.
Free education for everybody.
Well, it was almost like a fight. Who can give away the most free shit? That's what it boiled down to. Oh, I'll give you free school. I'll give you free school and free medical. Ooh, but I'll throw in...
I'll give you free school, free medical, and a hug on live TV.
Yay!
Dan, did you watch it?
Hell no. Why would I want to watch a bunch of freaking... I'm not even going to say the word. That all make false promises... When I'm president, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and that, and this, and that, and this, and that. And nobody does a goddamn thing. That's why I don't like Republican, Democrat, this side, that side. They're all full of shit. They all have their own agenda, their own party agendas, and they all have their own party agendas, and they're all full of shit. I want to hear from somebody like we have coming on tonight. That stands for something that they believe in, not what just their party's agenda is.
Well, you know, Hillary is a woman.
I don't give a fuck. She is not a woman. It's an it.
But she had to mention that on live TV numerous times. I am a woman, and I will be the first woman president.
Blah, 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 blah. You know damn well.
I'll be like everybody else.
You know damn well Bill is doing everything in his power to sabotage her as fucking president. There is no fucking way he wants to be known as the first husband. The first husband. He's like, fuck this shit. No way in hell. He's going to bring up some, like, stuff of Hillary blowing a donkey somewhere in the Middle East.
Just Tijuana?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to sabotage the crap out of that. Guaranteed.
She will dog him like he dogged her.
All right, guys, we have a problem with Skype. Everybody's got to close out and we'll come back. I'm going to play a song real quick and we'll be right back.
All right.
Asshole. We're going.
Then we'll have our guest.
We'll get back to it. Jeez, Google, stop beating me up. What's wrong with you? Well, we have to find the song for a good song. Okay. We'll play this one.
Redcon One Music.
They are the voices of those who defend valor against those who would steal it. They say an epidemic is spreading across America. An epidemic of lies.
Stolen valor. He is lying.
Yeah, think of all the people that risk their life.
All right, Google, you're back first.
Fucking asshole, you hung up on me.
I hung up on everybody. Skype. Skype, God, this... I'm going to kill Proby.
Oh, man.
I'm going to kill him.
I've got to go fix X's computer.
No, you can't go. All right, I guess I'm playing songs more.
Okay. On the line, then think about the fraud people that's living a lie. Never sacrifice, interview for some fame. Trying to make a name while our medals hide the pain. The truth stays the same, while the lies keep changing. To some, it's just a game. They want to feel related. Want to know what it's like to walk in my boots. To my truth, I salute. They can
I'm
never
so
steal
tired
our truth.
Of these fake people posing like a hero. Catch them out in public, then I shoot them like a free throw. They know they ain't earn the ribbons on their chest. They ain't never seen combat, never wore a vest. Ain't never stepped foot in a combat environment. It's time to put them in for a tombstone retirement. No relent, you ain't about to disrespect. exposed. We are not equals. We earn these medals. This uniform we sacrifice. All of us earn a ride, and some of us gained life. And still you sleep at night off the freedom we provide. Y'all piss me off. If I see you, better run and hide. No military bearing, no, I won't let it slide. You bought our uniform, but you came by the pride. All the pride from earning medals, how it feels inside. Information getting pinned, tears in eyes. Yeah, take this song as a warning shot. Feeling valor, cause a war fighter you is not. You looking sloppy, soup sandwich all ate up. Present military documents and they made up. We really fed up at ease, yeah, learn quick. You ain't like me, the CAB, I earned it. Why you stealing what we earn? They steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention. Why you stealing what we earn? They steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention.
We earn medals overseas, do like 9 tours. Give up our freedoms so you can have yours. No such thing as good nights after bad wars. You ain't been through none of it, so what you acting for? Faker than a unicorn. Get you in my uniform and you go curse the day that you was born. Punk, you've been warned. I'm a 50 cal sniper running human form. So you can run, but you can't hide. This is war.
Take it from me, the name spells out misery. Going to war, my enemies who betray. War's honorees, it's hard to sit back and fathom how so many can steal a military member's valor. Yeah, we share blood, sweat, and tears for this. For y'all to cheat, steal, lie for it. So watch us rise towards the occasion, calling all those who are back.
Talking about the highly decorated, you ain't claim it, you made it, you lame. It ain't a game, it's the same, the way you played it. You ain't heard them stripes, somebody tell me I heard a ride. In a 5 fireman, I'm burning stripes. Did you kick you down, yelling? Stolen valor, wheel of fortune, stolen bowels. You ain't Colin Powell, lacing up boots, couldn't even fold my towels. And all this talk about serving our country, but you work at the buffet line serving us lunch meat.
Why you stealing what we earn? They steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention. Why you stealing what we earn? They steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention.
They are veterans, Americans and heroes, fighting to protect valor, honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
People coming to take something like that, they're going to go buy something and put it on and claim that there's some form of value. They don't even know what it entails. They don't even understand the depth of what that piece of cloth and metal entails.
Why are you stealing what we earn? You steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention. Why are you stealing what we earn? We steal our people's valor everywhere I look and turn. This uniform I earned it, these medals they are not given. Quit posing, telling lies and just pay attention.
And we're back. Do we have everybody now?
I'm here.
Everybody figured out how to call back in. Proby, you back?
Holy shit, we actually got everybody?
Yeah.
The fuck happened?
You kept on trying to call back into a group call.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No.
All right, I'm going to send that message for him to call.
You know what sucks now? I can't just call back in. I got to open up all these video cable things and voice. And all this other nonsense.
Yeah, you wanted to be a big bad show host. This is what I deal with every day, brother.
I feel your pain now.
You feel it? You feel it?
I feel it.
Now we're from the same hood.
Let's have a conversation like Proby had. That was good. Be professional. We have to be professional.
Okay, I will not talk.
I will.
Yes. Chief, get on the couch.
All right, we're going to have
go put a tampon in.
Very important. We have to treat him with respect. You know, it's a DV way. So what happened, Dan?
With what?
with the chat room. They were just being mean to somebody that's...
Yeah, because you said something about my fucking mother again.
I did not.
We have 908. Is that the call? 908? Wait, everybody shut up. 908. Welcome to DB him. Radio. That ain't him?
970.
Who's 908 then?
I don't know.
Who?
Oh, he's calling from his friend's house, or from somebody's house.
Way to go. Way to go, Six. Way to set this one up. Good.
We're off to a great start. Who we have on the line right now is Deacon Taylor. He's the vice presidential candidate for the Veterans Party of America. If you want to look it up right now while we're on the air, it's Veteran Party of America, veteranspartyofamerica.org. I want to welcome him and his organization, who are definitely most listening in. I'm totally fucking these sentences up.
Stop cursing.
To the show.
Were you drinking tonight?
Yes. Coffee. So Deacon, so tell us about who this organization you're with and who your running mate is or how that works.
Yeah, so Veterans Party of America started about 2 years ago. It's the fastest growing political organization in the country. And we're expecting to be running upwards of 1,000 candidates in different elections throughout the country in 2016. Chris Keniston is my running mate. He asked me to be his vice presidential candidate, and we were formally announced on August 15th of this year. We did our announcement from Mount Rushmore, and since then I've ridden about 20,000 miles on my motorcycle back and forth across the northern states, and been meeting lots of amazing folks out here on the road.
How long have you been on the road?
Well, I officially moved out onto a motorcycle about July of last year.
So over a year. Now, you said you have over 1,000 people in office or 1,000 members?
No. So we're actually working on, we're in all 50 states. We're recognized by all 50 states. But we are in the process of building campaigns for hundreds of people. And we are intending to run at least 1,000 people in the elections in 2016. So that's everything from mayor and city council members to state senators and representatives to actual sitting in the U.S. Congress state our senators and representatives, as well as Chris Keniston and myself running for president and vice president.
That's good. What possessed you? Are you the one to come up with Veterans Party of America?
Negative.
How did this all start?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, Mark Wilder is our national chair, and he would probably do a better job of explaining it. But from my interacting with him and the other folks that have been here for the 2 years, they started because we were all essentially sick of how the government was treating veterans and ignoring the things that are happening, but yet creating more and more problems for veterans.
You mean and Congress is broken?
The Congress is completely dysfunctional.
I like that word.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Congress? Wrong. Congress
in
actually...
In the very wrong sense of the word, yeah.
Well, you mean they're not perfect and run like they're supposed to?
Yeah, well, 13% approval rating should tell you something.
Oh, my bad.
So they all got together with this idea that they were going to essentially create a political action group that was going to represent veterans and veterans' rights and all of this kind of stuff against the government. And they very quickly realized that there was a lot more broken than just the veterans' side, especially when you start digging in and realizing that the vast majority of legislation that's been passed over the 50 or so years in recent past, a vast majority of it's unconstitutional before it even gets passed through Congress.
I got a question. Well, of course, I got a lot of questions for you. Are you going to be on the ballot anywhere? I'm still trying to figure
out. Okay, so the short and simple of ballot access is the two parties have created this monstrosity of a system. And it's different by state, and it's different by county. So, for instance, in Colorado, you have two options. You can either get 5,000 signatures from registered voters, or you can spend $1,000 and you're on the ballot in Colorado. So that one's pretty straightforward. There's generally a lot of people on the ballot in Colorado for presidency. You go to a place like, say, South Carolina, and you have to have, and I may get this wrong, but it's either 1% or 2% of the last presidential election of voters. You have to collect signatures based on county in each one of the counties of the state. And then you have to file your paperwork and submit a fee.
What the hell? Are you serious? They make it that hard? Who makes up these rules?
Where do these rules come from? The Republicans and the Democrats make up these rules together in each state. And so the worst one that I've heard so far is Pennsylvania. You've got to have some 60,000 registered voters based on the counties, and then I can't remember the fee amount, but it's some astronomical number. It's ridiculous.
All right, back the bus up. We're speaking to Deacon Taylor, who's vice presidential candidate for the Veterans Party of America. You can look him up at veteranspartyofamerica.org. So let me get this straight. If you create your own party, because the only other choice is to run on these other tickets, which you'll never have a chance on. So basically, you got to jump through all these fucking hoops to create our own party. The veterans, I've heard this before over and over on our page. We should, you know, form our own group. And here it is right here. And yet they're still making it hard. Let me ask you. And tell me, and if you don't want to tell me, that's fine. Have you been threatened at all?
Well, not as a party. You know, there's obviously some nefarious types that work in and around our government that may or may not threaten individuals. But as a party, we have not. Now, that being said, if you watch what happened with Ross Perot, he was the last person to really challenge the two-party system in 1992, and he got more than 5% of the popular vote in 92. He did not take a single electoral college vote during that election, but he did not run again in any kind of a significant way subsequent to that election. And there's a lot of people that have validated that he was threatened, and his family and friends were threatened. And so he didn't really take another run at it, even though he really had access to all of the resources that the two parties have in their coffers, because of every time you go to the DMV and they ask you, do you want to donate to the campaign system, that money goes into those coffers, and the two parties split that up.
Well, you know, I would think with the millions of veterans we have in this country that this would be a sure thing. And after meeting with you, again, we're talking to Deacon Taylor of the Veterans Party of America. He also stopped by our office yesterday, and we had a long conversation. Dysfunctional, yes, but he told us a lot of things. And I think what the biggest problem is with this organization that you're with is that you can't get the word out.
Well, and the media doesn't want to acknowledge third parties. If you look at what happens to the Libertarians and the Green Parties and all the other groups, Libertarians have been around for 40 years. They're not even in all 50 states.
You guys are, right?
We are in all 50 states. We are registered and recognized in all 50 states, but that doesn't mean that we get on the ballot in all 50 states.
Why not?
Because of these systems that the two parties have created.
This is fucking bullshit.
Oh, it's like a monopoly of it. This is bullshit.
Yeah,
it is. It's a complete shit show, to be honest.
Yes!
And
shit show! I haven't heard that in a while.
It's one of my favorite things.
I'm sorry. Okay. Are you a DB?
I would say absolutely. I mean, I branded my bike and I'm putting your patch on my vest because, you know, I spent 8 years active duty, and I got to the point of suicide in 2000 on Thanksgiving. So,
were
yeah,
you in Kosovo?
I never went anywhere, brother. All I did was pack parachutes for 7.5 years.
We're in Kosovo? No, all right. That's great, and I guess that's all you really want to say about your military service, other than what's on the brochure.
Yep.
I take it, my feeling is, you being as the VP candidate, and what was the gentleman who you're running with?
Chris Keniston, and Chris you can find him at chriskeniston2016.com.
You know, you guys are always bitching, but there's a lot of people that come to the DV page, Democrat, Republican, what have you, and you say this all the time, we should do something, we should do something. And here are a group of people. I would say, how many members do you have or constituents? Is it, it's in the tens of thousands?
You know, I honestly don't even know, because I've been on the bike for the last, well, since August 15th for the party. I really haven't been keeping track. But the last time I looked at the Facebook page, it's at 40,000 or 40,000 plus.
That's a Facebook page.
I realize that. But that's the only number that I see.
Okay.
Because I stay out on the road. But what I will tell you is, from my own personal experience, if you've got 99 people whining and complaining about something, you're going to have one or two people that are going to actually put up and do something. And so that's one of our foundation messages, is instead of always waiting for someone else, be someone. So, you know, that's our tagline, hashtag, I am someone. And then I add on to it, and so are you. So get off your couch, quit being a keyboard warrior, and get out and do something about all this stuff.
I totally agree with you. Would you be willing to answer some hard, hard questions?
Well, I will do my best to answer any questions you got.
Not in a long, drawn-out thing, but in sum up in a short way, what do you stand for?
Well, I think the foundation of the party and myself, what drew me to the party, because I'm not a party guy. I believe that our government should be represented by the people. You should never be loyal to the party. You should be loyal to the Constitution, and you should be loyal to what the American public wants done. And those are the two metrics by which I live my life. But it's about loyalty, honor, and integrity, and all the things that we grew up with in the military. Do what you say what you're going to do, and don't sit around and whine about shit. Get it done.
Great. Do you have to be a veteran or active duty to be able to participate or to belong to the Veterans Party of America?
Great question. Negative. You do not have to be any affiliation to veterans whatsoever. The reason why it was labeled Veterans Party of America was because the founding group were going to focus on veterans issues. But I typically go by VPA because people get hung up on that veteran word. It's not about veterans. It's just that's the majority of people that started it. At this point, from my understanding, we have about 50% veteran and 50% not veteran.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm going to rattle off some topics here. Let's just say you were to get the nomination or to get on the ballot and get elected. I'm not saying this like wholeheartedly. I mean, I'm not being funny about this. But where do you stand? What do you think is the biggest need, biggest problem this country has, and how would you address it? Like jobs, this economy, I don't care what people say, it's not doing so hot. There are millions of people out of work, millions more on the welfare rolls. Do you have any type of economic plan?
Yeah, we do. And actually, it's spelled out very well on our page, so I don't want to go into like the details.
Where's your page at?
Well, you can find us at chriskeniston2016.com, and you can also find stuff on veteranspartyofamerica.org. But suffice it to say, the biggest issue that I think that we face as a country is the amount of rampant corruption that happens within our political process. When's the last time that you really felt like the government represented the American public? It's just disgusting.
Who did that?
Did I lose you guys?
No, you're still there.
Okay.
I think six hit the wrong button again. I'm sorry. It happens. This is where, you know, where I'm always on standby to fill in.
That's all good. So, I mean, you know, that's really the foundational issues that we all face, is just corruption is everywhere.
It is, and that's what a big turnoff to politics is for most people, especially myself. Is I'm tired. I don't want to hear it. You know, like I said, that we were talking before you even came on. That you know, they asked if I watched the debate. I was like, why do I want to see a bunch of self-absorbed rich people that care nothing for the country, only their party's agenda, tell lies for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's all it is.
And it's even worse. It's even worse when you start to put together that the two parties have absolutely no intention of nominating the person that represents their party. They're interested in putting forth the nominee that has the best chance against the other party.
Exactly.
And so if anybody besides Bush and Clinton get nominated by the two parties, I will be extremely surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything about Donald Trump, from what I can see, he's running for the sole intent that he thinks that Jeb Bush is going to win, and he's looking for the Balfour Beatty lend-lease contracts and the real estate deals. I can't figure out Bernie Sanders quite yet because I think that he's aware that he's being used, but I'm not quite sure on him.
I don't know. To me, they're all puppets.
Well, yeah.
You back, Six?
Yeah, I never left, you fucking asshole.
Oh, well, I was coming for you.
Yeah, what do you think about, if you were president, Bo Bergdahl?
Well, vice president, but...
vice president, I'm sorry. Fuck me.
Yeah, Mr. Bergdahl is a very interesting one. I still can't understand why we traded one person for a bunch of terrorists. That just doesn't make any sense to me. My suspicion is that there's a lot more to that story than we'll ever know about, but that also comes from the fact that all I did was pack parachutes for 7.5 years. So I suspect there's a lot more to that story.
All right. My last big question for you is why should we vote for you if there isn't, you know, a good chance you're going to win? I mean, isn't that like throwing a vote away? This is just a question. Doesn't mean I believe in it.
No, and it's one of my favorite things to respond to is the throwing away votes. If you look at the last election, 30% or so of Americans voted in the last election. 68 million people elected Barack Obama. 61 million people wanted Romney to win, and they haven't voted for somebody in decades. They've all been voting against the other party for the most part. I'm not saying 100% of the time. So all we have to do is energize the people that realize that they have been completely disenfranchised from our government. And it's not ever a throwaway vote. Because if nothing else, you're sending the message very clearly to those schmoes in the two parties that you're sick and tired of the games and the BS, and you want somebody that really represents Americans running this country. That's about as concise as I can be.
Not bad. So we were listening to Deacon Taylor tonight, Vice President's candidate of Veterans Party of America. You can look him up on Facebook at their page, veteranspartyofamerica.org. I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I know Chief's in the background listening, and Proby too. You guys want to ask him anything?
Actually, yeah. And good. Being that I'm active duty, I always have... You know, we're have our hands tied on what we can do politically, and I always worry when you start to get new formed organizations, you know, and running stuff like that. We worry that they're going to be labeled as being, I don't know, hate groups and stuff in some sense. I mean, what are you guys really standing for? Like, what are the big issues that you want to hit as it goes for the guys that are in? Because obviously the name isn't always just about veterans, but there's always the guys that are currently in that they need a voice. Eventually we're going to get out.
Well, and so to be fair with that, what I consider to be a veteran is anybody that has made it through basic training. Once you've made it through basic training, whether you're active duty, National Guard, Reserve, whatever, you've earned the designation of veteran status at that point in time because you have served this country. So on day one after basic training. As far as what the party's platform, it's spelled out very well on veteransspartyofamerica.org. But to sum it up in a general sense, our real core value is around the idea that the American public comes first, but everything that gets passed must be constitutional. So before any legislation comes from Congress and goes through, let's say the heavens open and everything aligns and Chris Keniston ends up being in office in 2016, any legislation that comes from Congress is going to have to pass a litmus test of constitutionality before we will ever pass it. And if it doesn't pass that litmus test, then we are going to line item it as to why it doesn't pass that test and why it needs to go back to Congress to be revised. I think more specifically what I would think as an active duty person, formerly active duty person, would be worried about is what's going to happen with all of these foreign issues. And the answer is really simple. We're involved in so many things that we should have never been involved with. So we have to force ourselves to get out of those positions that we are currently in. And when we actually need to go to war, when the final straw is broken, or whatever analogy you want to use, it is not a mamby-pamby go in and try to be political and all of this stuff. If we're going to war, by God, we're going to war. And we're going to win. And there isn't going to be this one hand tied behind your back crap that we've been seeing from these other candidates and these other elected officials. If we have to go into a country, by God, we're going to go in, we're going to do the job, and then we're going to come home. We're not there as military police force and UN peacekeepers and all of this stuff. If we're going to go into war, we're going to war, period.
I like that. No more of this pussy footing around.
I had a fucking freedom boner.
Proby.
Make sure you take care of that later.
Proby?
Yeah, I'm here. I had a quick question. I'm looking through your platform here on veteransparty of america.org. Most of your issues listed here are fairly mainstream issues. You talked about that constitutionality litmus test that you would put legislation through if passed by Congress before it's signed by a Veterans Party of America presidency.
What
really sets you guys apart besides that? Because I'm looking through your platform here. Most of it is mainstream. It kind of takes a little bit from, you know, some of the Democratic platform, some of the Republican platform, some middle of the road. What truly sets the Veterans Party of America apart from mainstream politics?
I think the biggest aspect that I've personally witnessed, when I watch the conversations happening in our page, there is no name-calling and bully pulpiting crap. It's basically, here's why I think what I think, here's my facts and information, and then somebody else proposes theirs, and we have an open and honest dialogue about what's really happening. And at the end, we're still friends, we're still talking to each other, and we're still working towards a common goal. Aside from that aspect, which is very unique in politics today, because at this point, I don't know of any other organization that they don't get into these name-calling and insult crap things that they do, and then nothing gets done. But beyond just that aspect, the Veterans Party of America is full of people that understand what selfless service means. Politics is not supposed to be a career. And politics sure as hell is not supposed to be about being a multimillionaire or even billionaire after you get out. And these career politicians that have been in there for 30 and 40 years, I don't know of a single person that I've talked to in the VPA that has any interest in doing this more than one or two terms by themselves. It's let's get in and fix things, get it back on the right path, and then turn the reins over to the next person. Even within the party itself, our chair and vice chair are talking about at the next election, we just transitioned our vice chair for national because we don't want to this to be the Mark Wilder or George Westrup party. It's these people were in office for a while. Let's get some new and fresh blood in there and let's keep this thing moving forward, but with a common core value.
That sounds good. Hey, Deacon Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that? And what do you have for volunteers and, you know, volunteer?
Great.
And we're going to kick you off.
Yeah, no, I understand. So veteransparty of America.org is the best place to contact for the overall party. ChrisKeniston2016.com is the best place to contact the campaign. And if you want to follow us individually, Chris Keniston has his presidential site on Facebook and Twitter, and then I'm mostly on Facebook. And as I'm traveling the country, I know there's a link there to a map where you can actually track where I'm at for the day. I try to check in at least a couple of times and so forth. But that's really our best contact info. And we're always looking for volunteers. We don't go out and ask for money, but at the same point in time, getting the word out costs money. So nobody in our party collects a paycheck, but we do have to advertise. And so if you're interested in donating, that's where to do it, is veteransspartyofamerica.org or chriskeniston2016.com.
That's awesome.
Can I get a dead air?
Dead air?
Thanks, Deacon.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. It's been a pleasure to meet you guys, and I look forward to continuing these dialogues.
No, thank
good
you.
Job not fucking swearing, too. I'm proud of you.
I try, man. I'm
hey, this
good,
is a family show. The family show.
Yeah, it's a family show. Right. All right, you have a good one, brother. Out here.
All right, see you, bye.
Six, we do it for the kids all around the world.
Fuck the kids.
Go easy. We got to go to break. You've been listening
to.
Do
the break.
We're going to break. Shut up. You didn't hear yourself. You didn't hear yourself talk enough for fucking half an hour.
Yeah, that's why you cut me off with your fucking music, you asshole.
All right. Well, you're listening to DV Radio on allradiowalks.com. Check us out on Podomatic, Stitcher, and iTunes as well. This is your fucking shitty commercials.
Hey, have you ever been told by your boss or significant other that they find the DV radio show to be inappropriate, childish, or offensive? Go ahead and thank them for their fucking opinion. Then head over to thedysfunctionalveterans.com or mydvstore.com and show your support for all things DV by taking advantage of the DV radio shirt sale. Right now, t-shirts are only $10, and hoodies are only $25. It's like $10 off of each. What the fuck are we doing? Anyhow, actions speak louder than words, so get yours today and let them know that they matter. Use promo code BUTTHURT. Bye-bye. Hey, this is DV6. Are you tired of hipsters trying to inform you of the military-industrial war machine? Or how about having someone tell you how they almost joined? What about when they expect you to know their friend Bobby McFuckfuck because he's in the military too? Well, you're in luck. The Leave Me Alone shirts are back. Let the masses know you support their First Amendment rights by donning your very own DV Leave Me Alone shirt. While we cannot guarantee that you'll be left alone, we can ensure you that it is less expensive than a defense attorney. Get yours today at dysfunctionalveterans.com or mydvstore.com and enjoy the peace and quiet next time you're out and about. Use promo code BUTTHURT and save 10%.
are back. Welcome back to DV Radio on OverDX.com. We're live every Wednesday night, 2100 Eastern. And we are coming back to Saturdays. Well, not the whole crew, but Music of Mayhem is going back to Saturday nights. It's during the week.
Why
shit.
Why is that, Dan?
Because it's during the week shit. I'm working too fucking much. It's, you know, a Saturday night, I can get drunk, do stupid shit on air like we used to. You know, the stuff we're not allowed to do during the week.
Because you won't make it to work the next day, or if you do.
Probably, yes. And, you know, that's some of our best moments is when I'm...
If you want Dan to go back to Saturday nights, type 2.
It took a lot of thought for a number.
About 2 people do.
No, Music of Mayhem is going to become Saturday nights. Not starting this weekend.
The more twos you type.
But next weekend.
Chances are he'll do it.
Like I wasn't going to do it anyway. That's why we made the announcement.
Listen, you.
Train, drink up, dead air, bitches.
Dead air. Penis.
Remember when the rant line was actually fun?
I think, you know, part of the problem is we don't promote it enough. Yeah. And the weather's been warm. These fuckers have been drifting away outside.
I know. We
gotta
wait till it gets cold. Numbers are still really fucking good tonight.
Yeah. We're up to 131 cities.
Yes, sir.
A rant line challenge.
Yeah, you know, that's what we should do.
Okay, DV6. During the commercial... You
shut your door, because I'm getting an echo.
I did, you fucker.
Right.
During the commercial, you said that hoodies are on sale. Which hoodies were you referring to?
The DV Radio hoodies.
And that was during which commercial?
Both.
No. Which commercial, Six?
This is a private conversation.
I'm just fucking.
This is a private conversation.
Dan, this is where you see yourself out. Thank you.
Wait,
I'll go listen to it.
I just hung up on her.
Oh, shit.
She told me I can see myself. This is a private conversation. If you screwed up in a thing, nobody else needs to know about this shit. She's called back. I'm sorry. I hit the button by mistake.
Listen.
I hit the button by mistake.
You asshole, Dan. I heard that.
I hit the button.
Listen. Oh, sorry. It was a mistake.
Yeah, bullshit. Damn. Four people in the chat room have already bitched because the shirts that are on sale are not listed as on sale, and the hoodies that are on sale. That's
and now the four which people are going to turn into 47 radio. People because you just announced it again, and I got to cut it out of the podcast.
Stop it, Google.
That's
private conversation.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so
I'm coming.
Fuck y'all. Bye.
Hey, wait. She left.
Oh, you went and did it now.
No, Six, you fucked up. How come I can get my balls busted nonstop and I don't quit?
Six? You're a glutton for punishment.
You're kinky like that?
Six. Well, wait. Shh. They're fighting in the background. They're fighting.
So. Anyway.
Shh.
No, I'm not kidding. No.
Shh.
I'm not going to partake in this.
Shh. This is good radio. All right. How did I do it this time? I'm just saying that's private conversation. Well, there goes trivia for tonight. Right. Well, looks like we get to come up with the trivia questions tonight, guys.
Hmm.
Crickets.
What? You're done with your show now? You got nothing to contribute, Proby?
No, I got plenty to contribute.
All right, I'm just fucking with you. How come everybody... Google can bust my balls for fucking 3 hours. I say one thing and everybody flips the lid. All right, nothing.
Damn it. I guess I'm going to have somebody join me on the couch tonight.
Who's that? You and DB6 gonna snuggle?
I'm a big spoon, motherfucker. There ain't no way in hell I could spoon with that man and be the little spoon. Now after we saw that freaking Prego belly he's got going on.
Right? Holy crap. I lost the weight. He gained it. Like, he like legit looks pregnant.
He's having puppies.
Dan isn't that guy. Just whatever. So where were we? Trivia. We're going to have to do trivia on the fly. You know that, right?
Okay.
So, Chief, you and Proby want to come up with the questions, and I'll just do my normal thing of fucking with everybody?
Question, yep. Question one from DV Rocket. What type of leather is the kneeler in Father Probe's confessional made of?
That's a good question. Does Father Proby even know the answer to this?
I don't have a fucking clue.
It could be pleather. Made in China, for all I know. So why don't we take some calls? 516-881-9667. 516-881-9667. Let's take a couple calls until Six comes back, and then maybe we can do trivia if he's allowed back on the air. So what did you think? Of, what did you think about the candidate, Proby?
It's interesting. You know, I always find third-party candidates interesting. You know, there's very few that gain traction. But if a party like that, a veteran party, could break veterans away from the Democratic or Republican Party, there's 21.8 million veterans in this country, not including those that are serving active duty right now. That's a large voter bloc. If they could garner support at a local level first and build up in state legislatures, city councils, mayoral contests, and then on to congressional and senatorial campaigns, I think there's something there.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's what he was trying to hit on, that it's an uphill struggle for them, because as soon as they try to get any sort of traction or thing, they get threatened by the two big dogs. And they're prevented from going any further, in essence. That's what I got from it.
You know, if there's anything I've learned from studying politics, is that initially it's a game. If you can give the media something to bite into, to get interested in, then you have a shot. But if you're a non-issue out of the gate, if you're not going to show that you're serious, that you're a contender, that you can bring people out to your rallies, your campaign, they're not going to bite. I think as DVs, as veterans, we have a unique opportunity. If we were to either show up in force in Iowa or show up in force in New Hampshire in one of the early primary states and, you know, get our message out or get a candidate to recognize our message, you know, that's a win. You know, sometimes candidates are just out there to get one single issue
recognized
in a campaign.
Let's see. Hold and on. Then they hope
the larger candidate actually takes on their issue too, you know?
607, welcome to DB Radio.
All right. Sounds good to me. What's the question? Is this trivia or what? What are we doing?
Are we doing trivia? Huh.
Yeah. I got the first trivia question.
Go for it.
All right. When was the first confirmed case of the USAREC?
Right after 6 ETS.
Well, Dan, yeah, that's not even fucking close.
No, not even. Next caller. That was a good question, though. Are we going, like, officially the first confirmed case of the USAREC? Or according to DV Radio, the first confirmed?
Officially.
Officially. As in, like, okay, I got you. Six, are you back?
No.
Then why are you saying no? It's trivia time.
Just wait. I'll be right there with the trivia.
Okay.
Touch yourself or something.
We can always go to our old standby reverse trivia where they call in and ask us questions.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that for a minute. 516-819-667. Ask us any question. If the five of us can't figure it out, you win a shirt until six is ready with trivia. And pillows and blankets for the couch. With Chief.
Thank you.
See, I think the first confirmed Usarek, I don't think that it was like... I think you got to go back to like the Garden of Eden. You know how, you know, when Eve ate the apple and then had Adam eat it? I think Usarek started when George Washington chopped down the cherry tree.
Is that what it was? Like a tainted tree?
Wait. How in the fuck did your mind process Adam and Eve and an apple?
No, he's onto something. He's onto something here.
Yeah, freaking obviously he's not on his freaking ADD meds.
No, he's on to something. I'm reading you a lot of career, probably. I'm with you on this one. Like, when he cut down the tree, it was like some weird fucking tree or some shit from, like, way back in the biblical times, and he unleashed some evil.
It was the first mortal sin committed by someone of the Continental Army.
Let's ask 508. 508, 508, welcome to DB Trivia. Or whatever, reverse All trivia, right. Whatever the fuck we're hey, doing.
Yes.
Hello.
All right, I got a question for you guys. What's something 9 out of 10 people enjoy?
Your mom.
That ain't it.
Well, it technically is right.
No, that's weird. She's deader than six of them.
Well, it's still right.
Gang rape.
I really shouldn't be laughing at that.
No, I'm fucking hilarious. You absolutely should be laughing at that.
No.
That's fucking wrong.
It's wrong, dude. We don't condone that shit. What's wrong with you?
It's a joke or a fact. You can take it either way.
Are you on the loading dock right now?
Huh?
I said, are you on the loading dock?
I can't hear you.
Because he's on the loading dock.
Did your dependent just get into town? Are they unloading her?
No, I don't work with loading docks, man. I'm out on a roller. I'm working tonight.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Paving the highways. Fucking awesome shit.
All right, well, thanks for that fun piece of information that I want to forget now.
I thought we were doing reverse trivia. You know, I figured it'd be a good one.
Yeah, but we didn't all guess.
Huh?
All right,
well, you boys have a good night.
All right. That was so wrong.
I now need a freaking sharp glass. Thanks. Ass.
Not good. Not good. Six, are you back yet? Jesus Christ. 208. 208, welcome to DV Radio. And they hung up.
All right.
You back?
Yeah. So, some of you fucking potatoes were on DV Radio. The DV Radio shirt sale. That's what's on sale. DV Radio t-shirts, hoodies. Happy birthday. You got everybody worked up.
Who did?
All right. So.
Me?
Not you. My name. You know how like I get bombarded with messages, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, they bombarded Google with it, and I told her just stop fucking answering.
That's it. It's showtime. Everything gets turned off.
Google.
All
right. Well,
Google.
All right, I've got the trivia questions, but what time is it?
It's time for trivia.
Time for trivia. 516-881-966-7.
So six.
Yeah.
While we wait for the first caller, are you hanging out on the couch with Chief tonight?
It's not me. Way to end the fucking day. It was a fucking good day.
It's a good night. It's a good night. Here we go. We got callers coming in. It's a good night. Here we go. 607-607, welcome to DV Trivia. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Bullshit. I don't believe you.
What's your name?
Got 103 fucking people in the room and everyone else is afraid to call.
What's your name?
Jay.
Where are you from?
New York.
What part of New York?
Binghamton.
Where's Binghamton?
Hour south of Syracuse. 2.5 hours northwest of New York City.
Oh, so Canada. All right, so Jay from Canada, are you ready to play DV Trivia?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do it.
All right, as far, depending on how far along you get, well, no, you're not going to make it all the way. So what are we giving away, Dan?
You might as well piss off Google all the way. DV Radio hoodie. Give him away a DV Radio hoodie. You have one already?
That's the fucking question.
Okay.
How many times did Dan deploy to? Question one. Name four state capitals that are not connected to the interstate. Let's just get this one out of the way. It's easy.
Well, you might as well hang up now because I ain't got a fucking clue.
Give me one.
What kind of question? It's geography. What the fuck does that have to do with the military?
Picture in your head a map of the U.S. Then take what Eisenhower did and lay it with lines east to west, north to south. Which ones don't hit state capitals? But then again, you'd have to know what are state capitals.
No shit. That's not military
name one
related.
State capital.
Albany.
Albany. There you go.
What, we got two Dans?
Yes.
My two Dans. It's a new show coming out on fucking DV Radio next week.
Remind me to kick you in your fucking nuts when I see you.
They both
next
have
question.
To say,
next question, Fuba. Come on.
Next question. Question two. He got the first one right.
He did?
Yeah.
What was the answer?
By default.
What was the answer?
Albany. You went off track.
Albany's not one of the right answers.
I know that, but you went off track, so technically he wins by the first one by default.
All right, no more helping him.
Okay.
All right. Question two. Name the 46 states that are connected.
You fucking asshole.
You want to fuck around? All right, we'll just skip to number two. All right. Let's see. Easy or hard?
What?
Easy or hard?
Or hard and easy.
Hard.
Do you want a soft question? Never mind. You want the hard one? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All
right. Who? Oh, not that one. What was the name of our guest that was on earlier?
Oh,
if you don't get this wrong, right, we're fucking hanging up on you right now.
No, go ahead and hang up. I remember that clown's name.
Whoa.
Knock, knock. 516-889-6667. Are you smarter than...
86, what was his name? Oh, I know, I'm just kidding. It starts with a D.
You're looking in the chat room.
You can't scroll up that far. 516-881-9667. That's 516-881-9667. If you want to play DV Trivia, for your chance for a DV hoodie. Hoodie. It's hoodie weather. Unless you're in Florida, California. Or Texas. Or Alabama. Or Arizona. Or Oklahoma. Chief, would you like to play DV Trivia?
Daniel. No.
We have a package for you sitting at the office that needs to go out.
Great. Is it a good package?
Yeah.
It's your monthly allotment.
All hail me.
Huh?
Nothing.
It what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. You're fucking mad at me right now, and I didn't even do nothing but
no,
say
I'm
this is
not.
A private... All I said was a private conversation.
I'm not mad at you.
708, 708, welcome to Dysfunctional Radio, obviously.
You could hear me?
Yeah.
I'm ready for trivia if you guys are.
What is your name?
What's your name?
John.
And who are you voting for? Never mind. All right.
No.
So we'll go with the easy one. What is the... Never mind. What was the name of the guest that was on earlier on the show?
Fuck.
For real?
Fuck. Nobody's put it in the chat room. That's why it's so hard.
Yeah.
You can't Google that, huh, Dan?
Nope.
No, you can't Google that shit. I know it's Veterans Party for America, but that's fucking all I got. And he's the
best
vice president.
That's what I've seen so far is VPA, VP dude. Perry Mason, Dick Hurts.
Jack Niehoffer. Sal man. Amy. Mike Hunt.
Can I go with these nuts?
You know what? Technically, he is right.
That was our guest?
No, but he's running. Give him the first one. Come on.
Just get his fucking phone number. Let's just give it him.
No, give him the first answer. Give
Why?
Him the first one.
That was the easiest one. No.
Okay, go to question number two.
I'm looking. He's not going to get none of these. We're going to up it to a... Well, if... We'll downgrade it to a shirt. All right. Shirt and a half, because we got one that the dog kind of got into.
All right, that's good to go.
All right, name the four state capitals that ain't connected to the interstate highway system.
Carson City.
Right. That's wrong. Keep going.
Pierre.
That's one, correct. Right? You're 50-50. Keep going.
I know Anchorage.
Correct.
Incorrect, Dan.
Oh, he's right.
It's not Anchorage is not a capital.
It is a capital.
No, it is not, you fucking...
It's dumb. The only no, fucking right town in Alaska with a Walmart. Right. That's the fucking capital.
Oh, shit.
Right?
No, not that.
Oh.
All right. Question two. He got one right. I guess give it gonna, to him. You know, this is America. You don't have to get everything all right. So, what is the Marine Corps motto?
Semper Fidelis. Always faithful.
Yes. Right. Correct.
What is Dan's... All right, never mind.
Leave my fucking mom out of this.
Where did the salute come from?
Medieval times. It was knights would tip their visors.
All right, that's good enough. Identify knights. Close enough. Close enough.
You're supposed to prolong this now, Six.
No, I'm just trying to help the guy out.
We can't help him out by giving him the first one.
Yeah, we helped him out by giving him the second one.
Now we fucked him, and then I yell, and then we can bring on the next caller.
Oh, all right. So I'll get him right here then. Right, don't worry. I got it covered, Dan.
All right, go for it.
Okay. If a tree falls in the forest, never mind. Who was the youngest U.S. serviceman to have ever served and fight in World War II? I mean,
I don't think that was his name.
I don't know his name. I think he was a 15-year-old kid and he got caught throwing the brig for it.
That was in the movie.
Wasn't 15, so that's wrong too. Dan, do your thing, Dan.
Okay, knock, knock.
Bye-bye.
No, no, wait. I'm not doing that. No,
he didn't lose. He didn't lose.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
No, I hate Chinese food. Goodbye.
Me who?
812, welcome to DB Radio.
What's up? 812,
turn your radio down, please, sir.
What the hell, Dan?
I got a fucking headache.
Oh.
Well, I haven't had a drink yet.
Oh shit, that's fuck. I got a refill.
You want to go to commercial?
Well, let's talk to the caller first.
All right, he's not going to last long with this next question.
No, go for it.
All right, what was the name of our guest that was on earlier?
Later.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? You said his name like 12 times. Deacon Taylor!
Fucking
Deacon Taylor! Deacon Taylor!
We're losing listeners.
Oh. 337-337, welcome to DV Trivia.
What's up?
What's up?
Not much.
What's up?
You got it. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please? And California. What was your MOS when Guaranteed. You were in Kosovo?
Uh-oh. Hey, what?
What is your fucking name?
All right, fuckers. My name's Eric, man.
Are you from Eric, California?
Man? Yes. Good enough, man.
I figured that. Okay.
All right. Question two. What was the name of our guest that was on earlier?
Name of the guest, Deacon Taylor, man.
Thank you.
Shit.
Point Break got the first one right. Thank God.
Wow. All right. What was the name of the youngest U.S. serviceman to have ever served? Fuck. Close enough. Fight in World War II.
Hold on, it's in my head, man.
Can you it's in me? The chat, that's why.
I'm not on the chat right now.
All right, how old was he when he enlisted?
Calvin Graham.
Alright. Where did
he was 15.
No, he 13. Wasn't. You should have just stopped when you were ahead.
You should have stopped right there.
You're fucking right.
Alright, let me give you guys a story on this.
Yes, please.
Come on, bro.
He was the youngest. He enlisted when he was 12, right after Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. He didn't wait a year or two before joining. He enlisted, and he got hurt in a year or two. Where is it at? I'm fucking just fucking up left and right. There it is. Yeah, he's the youngest. He enlisted in the United States Navy from Houston, Texas, August 15th at the age of 12. Battles and wars. He was in the Battle of Santa Cruz Islands, Naval Battle of Guadalcanal. He was wounded and given a dishonorable discharge for lying about his age. His benefits were later restored by an act of Congress. But he did. They kicked him out. He served 3 months in a brig, and then they discharged him because his mom threatened to go public with the info. A couple years later, he joined the Marines and was decorated there and wounded. But, he had to fight all his life to get his benefits.
Wow.
You know, it sucks. He was enlisted twice. So,
That's a fucking shame.
Yep. So that was question two. It's on the DV wall if you want the full bio. All right, question three. Where did the sloop come from?
If I remember correctly, that was an old English courtesy to show that they were unarmed and raising their hands.
Can you go back further? I'll accept that. That's
yeah, wonderful. That's good enough. You said English.
I appreciate that.
Oh, so you're eating cheese. All right.
What the fuck?
All right. At the age of 15, Dan deployed where? It's in New Jersey.
It's in the chat room.
New Jersey?
No, it was in Old Jersey.
I'll give you a choice. It's either North or South Jersey.
Let me guess the South Jersey.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, foul bitch.
Well, technically, six. It's Central Jersey. So either answer is correct. Central is either north or south. That's like it's like people from Virginia. They don't know if they're fucking northern, which they were back in the day, or they're southern, because they all talk like they have accents and wear cowboy hats and fucking boots and belt buckles the size of fucking dinner plates.
Do you want to give them? Should I give them the bonus question?
Yes, definitely give them the bonus question.
One of the candidates last night on the Democratic debate. Hold on. Oh, man, you guys didn't hear that. Was a former U.S. Marine. There's a question in here somewhere. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, then this question's going to suck for you. You're not going to get it then.
That's not Jim Webb, was it?
How did you know, Dan?
I didn't watch the debate. I'm just guessing.
No, but you watched the chat room.
All right. So caller, who was...
watch the debate when you got the chat room to tell you everything.
Caller,
right?
Who was the former Marine in the debate last night?
Can you imagine if you could carry this chat room around in life? You know, it'd be better than Google.
It's better than now you're on the couch for two nights.
Not that Google.
Oh
no, think about it. DB Radio Chat. How do I get to the store? Fuck you. Go to Pound Town.
Six. Are you writing down his phone number so we can give him a hoodie?
I don't know how to do that.
Right. Take a pen. Write down 337. 852.
Hold on. Repeat it again. Wait.
All right. I'll put it in the chat room.
I got it right here. Just
you got
by.
It? Oh, okay. I was going to put his number in the chat room.
Yeah, put it in 337852. Whoa, he's in the same area as me. Oh, it's gone. No, oh, no, there it is.
He's still there.
I got it. What's your first... Never mind. What else does he do?
Who?
Like to do this.
What?
Oh, you gotta tell him to send that caller. Hey, send an email to Google at dysfunctionalveterans.com. Include your phone number.
Well, I would send that to info@dysfunctionalveterans.com. Being Google's a little pissed off right now.
And put your size and address in the email.
Copy.
All right, copy that. Dan, I know you're getting ready to go to break. I'm gonna take an early break.
Early break. We got like fucking 20 minutes. All right, break time, I guess. I don't even know what the
commercial.
Wait, that's it. I only had two commercials.
I sent you the big long one.
Oh, no, you didn't, because that shit was short as fuck.
Yeah, I did.
Hold on.
I'll worry about it.
No. Hold on.
I'll worry about it.
No.
What the fuck?
Who's reverbing?
Hold on. I'll worry about it.
No.
What the fuck?
It's fucking Proby. Now he's reverbing. He finally made it back, and now he's reverbing. Told him, don't mess with the settings. Once you have the settings, don't mess with them. Don't mess with them. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, my God.
I got your commercial.
You've all heard the saying, lead, follow, or get out of the way. So which category defines you? There's a serious problem in this country when it comes to addressing the needs of the veterans. There are 22 veteran suicides a day, with more than 50,000 homeless veterans on any given night, with over 300,000 veterans dying while on VA waiting lists, makes for a huge problem. And when you combine that with the social stigma surrounding veterans and PTSD, it's obvious that some form of action needs to occur right now. And we're not waiting around for the Department of VA to get their shit together, and you shouldn't either. You know, as much as we want to help every single veteran in need, we have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is the DV Farm. The DV Farm is privately funded. That means no bureaucracy, no bullshit, just the help vets need geared towards long-term success and real rehabilitation. After an extensive search, we have found a suitable property for the development of the DV Farm. We made the offer, the seller accepted, but the bank is sticking around a bit with the down payment amount, but we'll persevere. As it stands now, we are still a go even after the bank's fuckery, so stay tuned and get involved. We still need donations. If you want to donate, and you can donate, go to GoFundMe.com/DB Farm. For more information, visit dysfunctionalveterans.com and click on the DB Farm link at the top of the page. And
And thank you to all who have made this possible. All the volunteers, all the people who donated. Thank you.
Was that Patton or the Sound of Music? Six?
What?
Was that Patton?
Why are we echoing?
Nope, nobody's echoing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Turn your volume down.
My volume's the same as it's been all day.
No, nobody's echoing. No echo.
That's better.
Sure. All right, so we have 15 minutes left. What do you got to say?
I got to say that if you... Oh, that's not the right one. I almost read that guy's number out loud. So how was your week, Dan?
Shitty. You really want to
how
fucking
was
know?
Chiefs week?
Chiefs week was fucking awesome.
Why was it fucking awesome?
Because I have people like DV6 who just randomly cruise his page and find posts for me to respond to. I end up finding an individual out of the great state of Illinois that can broke ass nasty POTUS producing state that was trying to avoid his son from getting duped into joining the National Guard and doing search and rescue operations in a chemical unit
in Kosovo.
That's what I'm thinking. Then I'm actually liking some of the questions that are coming up from these the DVs looking to take care of their kids instead of get shafted like they had to deal with.
Yes. So what did you do for them?
I spent about 45 minutes on the phone with the son. We started to lay out a plan, but unfortunately, yesterday being my daughter's birthday, I cut it short, and tomorrow we'll get onto the phone again and discuss all the rest of his options he has. I mean, he's only a junior in high school, so he has plenty of time to actually make a proper decision. Nice. Not just hastily jump into the National Guard.
Nice. Chief, aren't
you
from
helping that guy out?
Well, it's I'm the keeper of the USREC. It's what I do.
Chief, aren't you from Illinois?
Unfortunately, yes, I am.
Oh.
That's why I hate it. And it just so happens that that unit he was trying to go into, it was the unit where I first, right next to where I first started recruiting at. So I know a lot about it and how fucked up it really is.
Now, how long did it take you to correctly say Illinois and not say Illinois?
I've never said Illinois.
I say Illinois all the time because that's the way it looks like.
You fuckers are touched.
There's a fucking S on the back of it. It's Illinois.
Illinois.
There's a fucking S there.
Hey, Dan was one of those people that said Illuminal B when they were saying the alphabet.
Yay!
Slow it down. Illuminal B.
You want another fucking head injury?
Oh, man, don't get me started.
Actually, I think I caused enough trouble for you tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I might be sleeping on the couch tonight.
So, is there anybody we need to give a shout out to this week?
Somebody's mom.
Go easy on my fucking mother, dude.
All right. Somebody else's mom.
That's my aunt. Louisville.
Well, for the last 10 minutes, I've been quiet because I was actually handling an individual that was actually a battle in distress came to the radio page and the messages. So I've been dealing with that. We got it hooked up with Battle in Distress, make sure he's going to be taken care of. You know, if ever you have any issues with you hit that point where you don't know if you can – if you can handle what's going on, if you have, you know, whether it's financial issues, just emotional stress, dealing with the things out in the civilian side, you can always reach out. And one of the places you go to, Battle in Distress. These guys are trained professionals. It's not like, oh, hey, they took this little class. These guys are actually tested. They actually are getting classes that are college certified level stuff. There are some therapists with battle and distress, so and you ever need any help, reach out to them. They're veterans. They know what you've gone through. So, they do not judge. They are a non-reporting agency, so don't worry about that whole stigma that if you're active duty, the reserves, National Guard, whatever, that it's going to be reported higher for you reaching out for help. That's the one thing you can never do is fear of actually seeking help to better yourself and your situation.
True. Is it veteran or veteran?
Veteran.
Veteran? Is it veteran or veteran?
Veterans.
Is it Star Trek or Trek?
It's who the fuck cares, geek.
We're having an event in Keene, New Hampshire, the 14th of November, correct?
That would be, I think it's the weekend of the 14th, and that would be...
Saturday is the 14th.
Is it?
Yes, the day after Friday the 13th.
Yep, it is. Oh my fucking God. Oh, shit. It is so true.
So we don't know exactly where, but mark your calendars if you're anywhere near the Keene, New Hampshire area. I'm driving up with about 7-8 people from New York. So if you want to join the caravan, it's only 3 hours. Quit being a bitch. Get in the car and drive. Come hang out. Have a good time. Support the farm. There. Anything else we need to get out? Six, anything else? I think we lost six again. Proby?
Yes.
Anything you want to get out? Anything you want to plug?
Next Wednesday, 1700 Eastern Standard Time, the Salute Report returns.
1700 Eastern?
No, 1900 Eastern.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck?
You have civilianized that shit, dude.
I did.
Straight up Navy.
I did.
1700 but, hey, somewhere in the country.
Offline, I'll give you my address so you can send my royalty checks for plugging DV Radio during the show.
Royalty checks?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move you to Sunday night.
Sunday morning at 06. Sunday morning. Yeah.
There's your royalty check, motherfucker.
He can do the church news.
Yeah.
And probably Father Proby can come in and he can do the whole sermon. There you go.
You know, somebody asked me recently if it was a Father Proby show that was coming on. I said, I don't know if I could do the Father Proby character for 2 hours straight.
Oh, imagine that.
I would lose my own mind.
You'd run out of shit to talk about.
I would have to start interviewing myself. I'd be like talking to myself.
So how does a little boy really feel? Well, Father Brody, let me tell you.
Shut the fuck up, Father. Oh, shut the fuck up yourself. That'd go on for like 2 hours. That'd be ridiculous.
Oh, shit. All right, let's call it a night.
The show starts next week at 2300 Wednesday. No.
Fuck!
It's the Chief Hour with Six on the couch. Oh,
dear God.
You guys should do an hour after the show. The post-show party.
Oh, get out of here. Between the Salute Report and this show now, I'm 4 hours straight. I couldn't do any more than that.
Music of Mayhem's are usually around 3-4 hours.
What's that?
Music of Mayhem's are normally around 3-4 hours.
Yeah, but I don't show up to that shit.
Yeah, you do. You're usually too drunk to remember showing up, but you usually show up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was listening to music and fucking talking the other night.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit, guy.
God damn it, guy. Hey, Satan.
I think Six is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, probably.
Do we need to send Tyrone in there to help him?
Yes, do it.
Yes!
Do it. Do it.
Fuck up. The fuck you talking about?
Nothing, Tyrone.
That's right, bitch.
My grandma won't give me that necklace.
Shut the fuck up.
If anybody wants to talk Tyrone, call in real quick. You have literally 4 minutes. 516-881-9667. That's 516-881-9667 in potato.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to DV Medicated and the work he's been doing with his photography.
Yes.
Over at warriorsreintegration.com. He's doing some amazing work right there. It is now actually getting popular enough that people are trying to imitate what he has been capturing.
Mm-hmm. Yup. Not only that, I'd like to give a shout out to the Colorado DVs who have been getting together, and they have their own page, and they have their own clique of DVs that they get together, watch each other's backs, hang out. That's really cool to see. And also the same thing in Tennessee. If you're in the Tennessee area, they will be putting on a event simultaneously with our New Hampshire event, which we will link up via Skype during the Infidelathon 3 or the Farm Support, whatever Six wants to call it this time.
Out fucking standing. I need to talk to those Colorado guys.
What about
hey, real quick, I have a shout out. I want to thank DV Recoil for all the help he did on the salute report tonight. You know, big thank you to DV Recoil.
Good job, Recoil. You guys did good. It was your first show. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate that.
Oh, look who decided to show up for the last minute of the show. And then he leaves again. He's definitely in trouble. Proby, say something else. Maybe he'll come back on and suck your dick for a minute.
Let's see. DV6. What can we say about DV6?
Thanks for that, too. Talk to me what you were saying and I really respect that and appreciate all that you said.
What?
What?
They were talking about how I went from the subway tunnel and stuff to where we're at now.
You the same guy?
What guy?
That we were talking about on the show earlier?
Well, I don't give a shit because, you know, it's everybody else that makes this possible. Everybody. I mean, there are so many people behind the scenes, and it's growing just to handle the demand that's being put on the page to answer all these vets' questions and crises. It's unmanageable, but we're getting there. And there's more and more volunteers stepping up every day, and they're going through these courses that they put through to train them in how to respond. It's amazing. So that's not my doing. That's them. I just give them the rope. I mean the room to do it. Fuck.
That sounded so wrong.
That's not what I meant. That is not what I meant.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, we apologize. He's had head injuries. Probably a few tonight from flying objects.
That's right, my
this
bad.
This is why I don't talk. Bye.
It's my bad. What? Chief, you see what you did?
No, because I fucked up. I made a slip up, and I'm mad at myself.
What? He was pouring his heart out, and you fucking fuck with them. That's fucked up,
no,
Chief.
No, I'm not. No, I'm mad at myself, you dumbass.
Come on.
He has not told me.
Can anybody ever play along with anything?
Listen, when I was talking about rope, I was talking about my sex life is like shooting pool with rope.
Yeah, well.
Everybody dance now! We got another one!
Hey, somebody just started a dysfunctional Congress page.
We knew that was going to happen in the chat room.
So we've got dysfunctional Nigerians, dysfunctional Haitians, and now dysfunctional Congress.
Yo, all I'm saying is dysfunctional Nigerians are some funny motherfuckers.
Yeah. Just send them the money, Dan.
I send them a check for 10 grand. They told me they'll mail me back a check for 22.
You too?
Meme, if you know what this is, then you might be a dysfunctional Nigerian. And what was it? The fucking that fucking witch doctor bullshit.
The shrunken head?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They are funny. I sent us our hoodies. We ordered them.
Yeah, they're going to get all the hoodies at a rejects.
They're going to get the functional radio hoodies.
They're sick and tired of their freaking Chicago Bears Super Bowl champs.
Yes, the Chicago Bears. New York the Yankees.
The Bears.
Hoodies equal currency. Oh shit.
Oh, that's the package they're getting ready to send you. It's not your freaking your carton of cigarettes.
No, I sponsored
DV Radio freaking hoodies.
I sponsored a dysfunctional Nigerian for 10 cents a month. I get the package on them today.
So approximately the cost of one DV hoodie, you can sponsor
dysfunctional Nigerian for a month and a half.
God damn.
That's just fucking wrong. All right, let's go. Goodbye, everybody.
Night, fucker.
Where are we going?
What? Send the show's over.
We're ending early?
Early. It's time to go.
So for 10 cents a month, if you sponsor a dysfunctional vendor, what do you get?
No, a dysfunctional Nigerian. You get a DB hoodie.
A free dysfunctional Nigerian.
Do they get a ticket to Pound Town?
They fit in the medium boxes, too.
Now, are they the ones that are called, when one of their females has a yeast infection, they're called a quarter pounder with cheese?
On that note...
Goodbye.
That was gross. Ugh.
I had to chew that one back.
Yeah. I was drunk. Now I'm sober. And ketchup? No, Dill. No, that's only... Oh, no. The monthly special with ketchup. Extra ketchup. Oh, no. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Heaven for Mobb Deep on the beat. Soldier Heart. And Dago. Let's get it. Labeled as dysfunctional and pissed off veterans. They label us monsters, that's why we will never win. Look in eyes, deep inside there's evidence. Turn on the news, you can see the negligence. We got a problem and they think pills fixing it, but it ain't really working. It's kinda like never paying rent. Thinking just because I got PTSD that we run around screaming, shooting guns in the street. Still they saying it's okay and now they really understand. So they never earn the title of a warfighter veteran. To me that's functional, like really uncomfortable. It's like I'm panning Benihana's to a Lunchable. Look at me now. Dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills. Dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be. Dysfunctional veteran. But now they label me. Dysfunctional veteran. Look at me now. Dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills. Dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be. Dysfunctional veteran. But now they label me. Dysfunctional veteran. They give me the side eye, like look at this wise guy. Didn't even go to college, why would he apply? I swear I'm a nice guy, but if you deny, I'm 0 to 100 like Mr. Toronto. Never pretending to be something I'm not, but something I'm not willing to do is tuck in the box or contain myself to what you think I am about. Cause I am about more than what you will ever amount. And by every account, my veteran status is greater than whatever is out. And whatever you got, I'm better without. I've said it before, if you can't stand it, then you better get out for real. Look at me now. Dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills. Dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be. Dysfunctional veteran. But now they label me. Dysfunctional veteran. Look at me now. Dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills. Dysfunctional veteran. And how it's supposed to be. Dysfunctional veteran. But now they label me. Dysfunctional veteran. The DOD, yeah, we at it again. Former sergeants of the military, kinda still in. And even though I try to bottle it in. On occasion, resort to violence in a bottle of gin.
And with that bottle of gin, I'ma self-medicate. I can't trust the VA, they shove pills down my face.
But even when I attempt to relate, hold on, hold off, I'm in an awkward state.
Still, they want us to call the crisis hotline and stick us up in the bedroom, yeah, in due time.
And regardless, if I try to just do mine, eventually the straight jacket wrapped around me two times. Look at me now.
Dysfunctional veteran.
Prescription pills.
Dysfunctional veteran.
I'm not supposed to be.
Dysfunctional veteran.
But now they label me.
Dysfunctional veteran.
Look at me now.
Dysfunctional veteran.
Prescription pills.
Dysfunctional veteran.
I'm not supposed to be.
Dysfunctional veteran.
But now they label me.
Dysfunctional veteran.
C1MG.